It's time for ER 101 with expert guests provided by the American College of Emergency Physicians. Here's Dr. Lee Vinoker.
Hi, and welcome to ER 101. We are talking about, it's the official start of summer, and not quite the real one, but once Memorial Day started, we consider it summer. The sun is pretty hot, and there's a lot of things to consider when we talk about sun. Our next guest, Dr. Patrick Carrington, is a professor and the chief of dermatology section at LSU Health Department of Medicine. So thank you, Dr. Carrington, for agreeing to be on and talk to us about this.
It's going to be my pleasure. I'm glad to be able to disseminate it, accurate information.
Okay, sounds good. So basically, let's talk briefly about the skin cancers, you know, the good, the bad, and the ugly of those skin cancers. So break it down for us.
Okay. Well, no, it's a very good timely topic, especially because with the American Academy of Dermatology, May is our melanoma month, and it gets us all ready to examine ourselves, which we should be doing every 2 months probably, and then we go out in the sun, and so we look for moles. And so when we break down skin cancer, we break it down into two major overall groups, the non-melanoma skin cancer and the melanoma skin cancer. Now, if we're going to talk about the non-melanoma skin cancer, the most common is the carcinoma skin cancer known as basal cell carcinoma. Mm-hmm. And that is a bump that occurs in the sun-exposed areas. It grows very slowly. It usually has no symptoms. It may bleed if it's irritated, but it's like a little pearl under the skin with little blood vessels coursing over the surface. And again, like I mentioned, it's going to be more often than not in your sun-exposed area, the number one location, of course, being the nose. Hmm. But that's the basal cell, and it gets wider and deeper. Usually it's fairly easily taken care of as long as it's done the right way the first time. If we have recurrence of basal cell carcinomas, it's well known that the cure rate for subsequent excisions might not be as good as it would be at the start. But nevertheless,
and you know, I hear people say, "Oh, you know, that's not the bad one. Don't worry." But it can be potentially disfiguring, right? I mean, you're talking about your face and your nose, and you keep slicing off pieces of it. It potentially has some serious disfiguring. Spoken
it
as
really
a woman
does.
Doctor.
No, you're right, though. I mean, because, look, if it's in the middle of the back, that's different than if it's on the lower eyelid or on an upper lip. I mean,
right.
Like you know, the face is the person, and that's who we meet when we meet people. And so scars are things that we try to minimize if we can get to things early. So you're exactly right. Now, the issue with this is there's not just basal cell carcinoma. There's about 12 to 14 subtypes of basal cell carcinoma.
Wow.
And, yeah, they're based on the histology, the pathology of them. And some of them, 3 to 4 of them, are more aggressive, and so those can easily invade bone or nerves much earlier than the average basal cell carcinoma. Mm. So it's not just basal cell skin cancer. Oh, that's easily treated. What is the subtype, and then what do we do?
Mm.
So
interesting.
Yeah, it's better to get in quicker and let's find out what it is and let's get the right thing done the first time. But that's the basal cell. And it occurs, of course, in people with type 1 skin. They always burn. They rarely tan. They may have blue or green eyes. It can also occur in people with type 2 skin, who do usually burn but may tan a little bit. But the whole point is that people that continue to just need to tan, they're just setting themselves up at high risk for basal cell carcinoma, as well as squamous cell and melanoma that we'll talk about in a minute.
Okay. Yeah, well, let's get to melanoma because that's the deadliest because I also want to talk about how people can protect you. But melanoma, so, you know, skin cancers on a whole, right, the most common cancer per se just because we get so many of them. But melanoma is one of the most deadly types of cancers, not even just skin cancer, once it's spread, right?
Right. Melanoma, behaves differently than basal cell. Basal cell gets wider and deeper. Melanoma can get wider and deeper, and then it gets up and it walks around. It metastasizes to places like lymph nodes, brain, lungs, spleen, et cetera. So if you have a melanoma that has been, you know, that you have not given it enough attention, and all of a sudden you see a brown, irregularly shaped mole that has a bump at the margin of it, that might mean that you're starting to get vertical growth phase. And if you are, then that melanoma is starting to enter possibly towards the deeper dermis and maybe into the lymphatics. But that's the deal. It's an asymmetric mole.
Yeah, the ABCDs, right? So
that's right.
Let's tell everyone so how they can figure out when their brown spot might be dangerous or needs to be looked at.
Well, I've got a modification of that.
Okay.
It's A for asymmetry. The B is border is notched or irregular.
Mm-hmm.
The C is for color. There's a variegation in color in a melanoma. Brown, blue, sometimes white, pink. Diameter is greater than a pencil eraser, about 6 millimeters. But I've added, not just me, but some people have added E for evolving. All of a sudden, this mole is changing. I better get it checked out. And I tell you, the longer I practice, I've got one that's called number 6. So it goes A, B, C, D, E, number 6, okay? And I named it that because that's the sixth sense. I've seen it over and over where people would come in and say, Doc, this mole looks fine, doesn't it? And I'd say, yeah. And they would say, I just have this sixth sense about it. Now, I'll be honest. I've gotten old enough to know that I make mistakes like I did when I was younger, and I don't want to make that mistake, so I'll usually biopsy it if they have a strong sixth sense. I'm very appreciative of the patient helping me and telling me.
Well, that's great. It's good to find doctors like that. And you hear about people tell stories. My dog just kept licking, and we know dogs can smell cancer now, just kept licking this one spot on my leg. And interesting story.
Yeah, it is. But it's kind of A, B, C, D, E, and the sixth one is sixth sense. And so I've kind of renamed it myself when I talk to patients.
Okay. Now, there are some people that are more at risk. What are the risk factors for maybe developing a melanoma?
Okay. The first thing is, this is what the current dogma is. People that work inside and don't get outside very much, they get a weekend off, or a week, they go to the beach, they sunburn, they've actually traumatized their skin, which includes their moles. So they also are probably type 1 or type 2 skin, you know, blue or green eyes, freckler, very fair, blonde or red hair. Some of my worst are Scottish patients that have all these freckles and they always burn and they end up with melanomas. Not all of them, but it's an issue. The second thing is, of course, where are you going? Are you going on the beach or the sand where you actually double your exposure because you get sun from the sky and then you get the reflection off the snow or sand? And then the third thing is I always ask patients, look, common sense dictates that we don't even probably go out between 10 and 3 or 10 and 4 if you really are going to be the kind of person that wants to take care of your skin.
Mm-hmm. So the recommendation then is sunscreen, and the FDA put some new guidelines. So what do you tell your patients briefly in the next minute about sunscreen?
Well, the first thing I tell them, look, the first thing, find a sunscreen you like. Find a sunscreen you like the smell or the feel of. It doesn't burn, you know, little Johnny or little Susie. Find something that you'll use. And always put it on an hour before you go out and 2 hours after you've been out and then after you swim. So the biggest deal with sunscreens is just to use them.
Right, that's so true. People keep a bottle all summer. That's not what you're supposed to do, a shot full every time. I want to thank my guest. This is ER 101. I'm Dr. Lee Vanocur on Radio MD. Stay well.